Angie Abner was at St. John's when the tornado hit. She's a paramedic and an emergency room nurse. We reached her this afternoon at Joplin's Memorial Hall. That's normally a performance venue. Today, it's a temporary triage center.
This is a medical hospital at this time. We have over 41 beds set up in the facility. We've done everything from tetanus shot for stepping on the nail to laceration staples and cardiac arrest, respiratory distress. We are doing it all right here.
Could you tell us where you were when the tornado came rolling by the hospital? Roaring by, I guess.
Well, as it came roaring toward the hospital, I was actually in the triage department of the emergency room.
Did you know exactly what you were to do if this kind of storm hit the hospital?
Yes, we most certainly do. We had condition gray. We had 10 minutes prior warning and all patients and visitors, staff members away from doors and windows, all patient room doors shut.
When the tornado actually hit the building, what did that sound like? And were you able to see and hear the windows blown out? Did you see the damage as it was happening?
Yes, we could. Like a train actually coming through the facility, and the wind was so great. You could hear our computers and things just whipping by us. You could hear it all.
Who was the first patient? What was the first thing that you did?
Actually, as the wind was starting to die down, still heavy debris flying around, we had two gentlemen crawling through our destroyed ambulance doors and over trauma tables that had been blown around by wind, bleeding profusely. And they told me that they had been outside at the park across the street. One of my patients had a brachial artery hit. I grabbed bandages quickly, tourniquet. And the other gentleman, I tied a towel around his head where he was bleeding. And then we moved from there. I collected other patients and made the dark walk down the back hall.
You lost power, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yes, it did go pitch black.
You know, for you, once the storm had passed, this wasn't over. I mean, you actually had to get to work then.
No. Yeah. No, it's been nonstop work. This is a dedicated, loving family facility, and we're here. We're not quitting.
You know, as I understand in tornadoes, there is a great concern about a second wave of injuries as people go out and try to survey the damage. What kinds of things do you typically see in the wake of something like this?
Well, and that's kind of what we're getting now. The second wave is where people are going into respiratory distress, looking for their loved ones, or totally stressing out because they can't find them now. Stepping on nails, going through debris, so forth.
Do you live in the Joplin area?
I certainly do.
How's your home and how's your family?
Well, my family were all out of state, so they are safe. I did lose my precious vehicle, but my home was safe, just a little bit of wind damage.
Have you had a chance to get home, or have you been working round the clock since this tornado
hit? No, I've been working, but I have neighbors that have contacted.
Angie Abner is a paramedic and an emergency room nurse at St. John's Hospital in Joplin, Missouri. Ms. Abner, thank you very much and all the best to you.
You're so welcome. Keep us all in your prayers.
And Angie Abner tells us all patients are accounted for, but it's unclear how many may have been killed or injured in that tornado.